Welcome to Lead to Succeed. This is the podcast to hear from the leaders of today in various fields, from entrepreneurs to corporate directors.
We hear their stories, lessons learned and challenges faced, as well as insights and advice to become a successful and an inspiring leader.
The podcast is presented by us,
Callum
and Rebecca Jenkins, as we both believe that we all have the potential to be outstanding leaders if that's what we choose.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode hosted by myself, Callum, and my mum, Rebecca. And in this one, we're doing a short review of our recent interview of Peter Hathaway, Sales Director at DX Network Services. And we're going to be talking about what we think our key main takeaways were from our interview with Peter and how we think that can help those of you that are listening to this podcast. So over to you, mum. What do you think were some of the main points that you took away from the interview, and perhaps what was your first one to get things started?
The first one for me was, I thought, a great piece of advice when Peter said, often we're really busy in our roles and we don't take the time just to reflect and think about how we're perceived by others. Now, we might do that if we've had a bit of a difficult experience, but maybe we should do that as well when we've had a good experience. And I really love that. Just take that time to reflect and think about how you're being perceived. And I think about taking that just one stage further, actually, where you could ask people how they perceive you. So instead of just what you think, you could actually ask that question out directly to your team and get their input and perspective on that.
Yeah, I think that was a really, really good point, because, you know, it's not something that you have to dwell on for any significant amount of time. You know, it could just be a quick sort of 10 minutes that you do each Sunday afternoon or evening or something like that. And just spending those 10 minutes perhaps looking over it and thinking, what did I do well, but also how did I handle certain things that perhaps I could have done in a slightly better way? And I think by doing that, it develops yourself as a person, it helps your team grow as well. And it's all part of that sort of self-development process, I think. But for me, one of the main points that I thought Peter said right at the start of the interview was about the difference between a manager and a leader. And typically, people who are working for a manager typically do what the manager asks them to do because they have to, because it's their manager. Whereas with a leader, it's their someone who tends to inspire people more so, and people follow a leader because they want to rather than doing something because they have to. So when a leader asks you to do something, I think it's because you buy in to the way that to the values that they demonstrate, and you follow what they ask you to do because you want to. And I think that was a really crucial difference between management and leadership.
Yeah, he gave an example of that, didn't he? Where he had this really difficult situation to deal with, having to go and increase the prices with some of his customers. And his team felt quite anxious about that and concerned. So he went with his team to every single rate review meeting. And as a result of that, going through that kind of difficult situation and adversity with his team, he felt that he kind of stepped into that leadership role. His team learnt from him, and that's also one of Peter's key points, wasn't it? Being learning from others. And as a result of that, his team were different towards him afterwards. Kind of that sense of going through a difficult situation together really bonded the team.
Yeah, I think that actually ties into his other one of his three pieces of advice was about leading by example and setting a great example for others. It's trying to be someone that people look up to, again going back to that whole idea of leadership being someone that inspires other people. And for me, one of the other things that Peter said, which I thought was a really good point, actually, is that not everyone in your organization wants to be a leader. And it's seeing the value in other people who are doing that specialized niche role, and it's seeing the value in what those people can bring to your team. How about you, Mum? What would be your next key takeaway?
We talked about what are the key skills that Peter's looking for in people that might be the leaders of the future, the stars of the future. And we wanted to ask this question, particularly because we want people who are listening, we want you, the listeners, to walk away with some real tangible learnings from the podcast. And we talked about Peter seeing leaders as people that have charisma and have self-belief but aren't arrogant. And we talked about how what a fine line that could be, but how if you're charismatic and you're prepared to learn from others across the whole of the organisation, not just learning from people who may be more senior to you, but also learning from, you know, people across the organisation in different roles, and have that willingness to learn from others, having that open mind, I thought was very pertinent. And in my experience, I think I've often learnt from people who do something exceptionally well and learning from that and thinking, yeah, that's something that I could do. I could be better at that after seeing somebody else do it. And that person hasn't always been senior to me.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, and essentially is saying that you can look across the business, and it's having that ability and willingness to learn from anyone in your organisation. And for me, one of the points that I thought was really important, what Peter said, was being a leader, generally you probably have to exhibit some aspect of confidence, but it's not having that confidence border into arrogance. It's, as I like to say, it's more of a quiet confidence. So it's the ability to step up, address a large audience or something like that. But it's also when you're in a smaller group or perhaps addressing your team that you're genuine with them. It's treating everyone with respect in the way that you want to be treated yourself, I think, but still having that ability to inspire and lead people. And I think a lot of people talk about someone, you know, people like Bill Clinton, is that when he talks to you, I've never experienced this, but I think other people say it, it's that he makes you feel like you're the most important person in the room. And I think it's that kind of aspect, it's that kind of quiet confidence that Peter was talking about. So that was one of the main takeaways for me. And do you want to wrap things up? Is it that, man?
Yes, another example for me, and I really love this, was be willing every day to set a great example. So the way you act, the way you behave, the way you speak, the way you look, every day step up into that and be that great example for others. So we really enjoyed the interview with Peter. Thought we had a lot to offer, a lot to say. We hope you got something from it. So thank you, Peter. We really enjoyed that and look forward to our next interview coming up next week.
So a big thank you from me as well, Peter. Thank you very much for giving up your time to do this interview with us. And a big thank you again to our audience for listening into this podcast. And we will see you in the next one next week.